Good evening, everyone. I am on the hemodialysis ward at King's College Hospital. This is my second time here. Started it on Thursday. I will talk more about this when I've upgraded my account to a plus account, because I've only got 10 minutes. But I thought you might like to hear some of the weird and wonderful noises that the machines make. The noise that you just heard a few minutes ago, well, just before I started talking, meant that the machine has just taken my blood pressure. I'm attached to the machine by two tubes that are carrying my blood to and from the machine. One's taking it away to be cleaned, and the other one's putting it back. I've just had a cup of tea. Obi is here, but he went to get me something to eat because I haven't eaten today. I'm not really used to how all this works, and I'm a bit worried about fluid restrictions and stuff. I haven't really got to grips with it yet, so I've had a small cup of tea. It's my first drink of the day, and it's now like getting on for 5:30 in the afternoon. And I've got a cup of ice, like small pieces of ice, next to me as well. Yeah, I meant to talk about this before the switchover, but I just didn't get around to it, and it happened sooner than I thought. So I will talk in more detail, but I thought it might... Someone like Jen Worrell, Jen 27... on Audioboo, I thought it might bring back some memories, hopefully not too unpleasant ones. Yeah, I'll just do a quick Audioboo. Obi's back now, so I'm going to pause this and I'll come back later.
Solo.
Yeah.
Make some dash of salt. What do you want?
My crisps, please. Talking to salt. You want to share them with me?
Oh, thank you.
I haven't really eaten these.
I made some potassium salt and must not be used. No, go on, sack that salt in the house. You know that, right?
Well, I never used it, do I?
I made some potassium salt and must not be used. Avoid any manufactured foods containing potassium chloride. Oh, that's the first page. You've got 4 pages to go. You've got 3 to go now.
Okay.
And this is a loss. Introduction. Potassium is a mineral found in many foods. The level of potassium in the blood is normally controlled by the kidneys. The normal level of potassium in the blood is between 3.5 to 5.0.
Well, mine's usually that. Mine was 4.3 when I was in the other day. I bang in the middle.
315.5/MMOL/L. I'll be per liter. I don't know what MMOL is.
Don't worry about it.
Do you know?
Molecules, probably.
Molecules per liter.
Probably.
The chemical symbol for production is K. If the kidneys are not functioning properly.
What was my potassium level? Did you say?
No, ask the phone. Remind me to ask her. Oh, you can ask her.
They told me the other day it was 4.3, which is good.
If the kidney are not functioning properly, then the potassium in the blood can increase. A high potassium level or a sudden large increase in potassium level can be dangerous as it affects the heart muscle. Certain foods contain a large amount of potassium.
Bananas.
By limiting the amount of these foods in your diet, you can help to control your blood potassium level. How can I control my potassium intake? This leaflet contains some basic information on controlling your potassium intake. You should follow the advice in this leaflet for as long as your doctor will not ask you or until you can speak to a dietitian.
I really wanted the one about the salad and the fluid.
You should check whether you still need to restrict your potassium intake by asking your doctor or nurse or dietitian at any clinic visit. The table here is got avoid on the first column.
Right.
Second one says have instead.
Okay.
Salt substitutes containing potassium, including low salt, saxa, you know, saxa solo, reduced or low sodium salts. And on the having instead side, it says use a variety of flavorings in your food, e.g., pepper, dried herbs, spices, garlic, and vinegar.
Right, so I like all them.
Avoid dried fruit, avocado, bananas, okra.
Oh, good, I hate them.
Parsnip.
They're not eating parsnips, then.
Huh?
They're not eating any more parsnips, aren't they?
Plantain, raw spinach, fresh beetroots.
Uh-oh, they're not eating that either.
You have instead up to 4 portions of other fruit and vegetables each day. A portion is about 80 grams. In bracket, 3 OZ. Have 3 what?
3 ounces.
E.g. a small apple, a large tangerine, 2 to 3 tablespoons cooked vegetables. You have plum in there, would you give it up?
I suppose I'd have to.
Alright, avoid fruit and vegetable juices.
No.
You just had fruit just now.
No, I mean like fruit juice, like apple juice you could buy in a carton.
Oh, I see. You do have a tropical food, don't you?
Sometimes. But it's... My potassium's alright though.
Fruit and vegetable juices.
It's a phosphate bag.
Instead, have instead plain, fizzy. So you can have fizzy drinks then?
You can have fizzy drinks, but not dark coloured ones because they're full of phosphate.
Plain?
I don't like fizzy drinks.
Fizzy, flavoured water.
Well, that's alright, that's what I have.
Squash, in bracket, not high juice varieties.
No, I don't have that.
Fizzy drinks. Isn't it bad, dark or no dark? For the drinks.
Yeah, but that's talking, we're not talking about phosphate. That's talking about potassium.
Okay. Avoid espresso, cappuccino, and malted or chocolate drinks, including hot chocolates, Horlicks, Ovaltine, and options.
Why don't they just say eat bread and water and that's it?
Coconut water as well, avoid. And have instead tea, fruit teas, up to 1 to 2 cups a week, instant or filter coffee daily.
I haven't had coffee for months.
Up to 1 to 2 cups a week, instant coffee or filter coffee daily. What's a week?
Not very strong.
Okay. Avoid chocolate, toffee, fudge, crisps.
Oh, is that what it says?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Bombay mix, nuts, all kinds, including peanuts and coconuts. Have instead boiled sweets, mints, Turkish delights, not chocolate covered.